Welcome to SwampSwami.com's sports podcast. And today we're talking Louisiana Tech baseball rallying after a tornado. On Thursday, April 25th, 2019, 2 years ago, at 1:47 a.m. in the North Louisiana city of Ruston, an EF3 tornado touched down inside the city limits. The tornado was on the ground for nearly 7 miles and caused an incredible amount of damage to homes, businesses, infrastructure, and the landscape around the city and on the Louisiana Tech University campus. The spring quarter was already in session at Louisiana Tech, where about 12,000 students attend. Fortunately, this unexpected middle-of-the-night springtime tornado missed the majority of the on-campus student housing and the primary academic facilities of the school. The school, though, was plunged into darkness as about three-quarters of the community lost electricity after power poles were destroyed by incredible winds up to 200 miles per hour with this EF3 tornado. The National Weather Service said that the tornado was about 1,000 feet wide, or nearly a quarter of a mile, when it was fully on the ground. Shocked drivers on Interstate 20 would see entire motels, gas stations, and restaurants on both the north and south side of the freeway destroyed by this tornado. Though about 350 homes and local businesses in the Ruston area were destroyed, only two people were killed. That by a tree falling onto a house of a woman and her 14-year-old high school son, as the powerful tornado roared into and through this quiet community. Over $30 million worth of infrastructure in Ruston and at Louisiana Tech University were destroyed in just a matter of minutes as the tornado ripped through the town. As morning dawned, Louisiana Tech officials quickly discovered that the path of the tornado did not miss several of the athletic facilities on campus. Though the football stadium was spared, the men's baseball stadium, the women's softball complex, and the university soccer facilities were all heavily damaged. A strip of metal from the softball stadium was found 9 miles northeast of the Louisiana Tech campus. The men's baseball stadium, known as J.C. Love Field, was built back in 1971. The stadium's upper deck of seating, the perimeter fencing, the scoreboard, and the light standards were all literally blown to smithereens by that tornado 2 years ago. The field itself served as a gigantic staging area as students and staff joined hands together to help pick up debris from the tornado and put it onto the field. After several long months of negotiating with insurance companies and private donors, Louisiana Tech was adequately funded to start completing a rebuild of their baseball facility at the same location across the road from the football stadium. 2 years later, the new baseball stadium, which remains named J.C. Love Field, opened up this February with seating for about 2,000 fans. Much like LSU's original Alec Box Stadium in Baton Rouge, the Louisiana Tech baseball field features the town's main railroad line running just beyond the outfield fences. You know, having a daily train come through during your home baseball games can be pretty cool. In the season between the tornado and the stadium's reopening, though, the Louisiana Tech baseball team played their COVID-19 shortened 2020 home games at nearby Ruston High School. Today, on Friday, June the 3rd, 2021, Louisiana Tech University is proudly hosting its first ever NCAA Men's Baseball Regional Tournament in Ruston. To say that the Bulldogs and the community are excited is an understatement. Tickets for the event were quickly gobbled up as Louisiana Tech will host a trio from North Carolina State University, the University of Alabama, and Rider University from the Trenton, New Jersey area. The host Bulldogs had a tremendous first season back in their newly rebuilt ballpark. The team won the Conference USA regular season and then hosted the conference baseball tournament last weekend in Ruston, too. The Louisiana Tech fans in attendance at the Conference USA tournament were every bit as rowdy and loud as their downstate LSU fans can be. Even though Tech would lose the final game of the Conference USA tournament to Old Dominion in 10 innings, the Bulldogs' exceptional record of 40-18 earned the team a chance to host the first NCAA regional event for the school this weekend. In fact, Louisiana Tech, rated as the number 16 seed out of 64 teams in the field, will be the only Bayou State college baseball team hosting an NCAA regional event this weekend. LSU, McNeese State out of Lake Charles, and Southern University, also of Baton Rouge, will all hit the road for their opening weekend games. The Tech Bulldogs baseball team, which goes by the moniker Diamond Dogs, has no shortage of hitters as this team finished third in the NCAA in base hits and sports a team batting average of .308. The pitching isn't a pushover either. The Louisiana Tech pitchers have hurled 8 shutout games this season, and that ranks number 2 nationally. Louisiana Tech is number 1 seed in their region, and they'll play number 4 Rider on Friday night, while number 2 North Carolina State goes up against number 3 seed Alabama. Louisiana Tech's fifth-year head baseball coach, Lane Burrows, came to Ruston after leading a turnaround in the baseball program at nearby Northwestern State University in Natchitoches. The Demons went from 10th place in their league to finishing second or third in Burrows' final few years at the school. When he was hired to become Louisiana Tech's new coach 5 years ago, he said, quote, "I am thrilled for the opportunity to be the head coach at Louisiana Tech for a program with such a rich history. This is the place I want to be, and it's the right time for our family." Well, with the success of the Louisiana Tech baseball program this year, Coach Burrows may start hearing his phone ring from some of those schools with bigger athletic budgets, such as the team in Baton Rouge, which now needs a new baseball coach at LSU. But at least for this one big weekend, it's onward and upward for the Diamond Dogs of Louisiana Tech University. Best of luck. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.